Well, we have an event coming up in Marquette this weekend, talking about ways people can have their records wiped clear of some of the charges, convictions from the past. Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for having me. We try to go anywhere that's needed. These services are needed, and we're certainly happy to come to Marquette.
Tell me about your organization.
So, yeah, Safe and Just Michigan is a nonprofit organization that works to advance policies that will ensure a safer and just Michigan while at the same time creating fairer laws around the state. So, you know, we recognize that both things can be achieved. You can have fairer and just laws while at the same time ensuring that public safety is maintained. And that's why we try to advance these types of initiatives.
So we're talking about expungement. Explain what that is, and what are we talking about here as far as how people can have their records at least adjusted?
Yeah, so an expungement, otherwise known as a set-aside, is the removal of a criminal conviction from your public record. So we know that 1 in 3 adults in the United States has a criminal record. We know that that poses a significant barrier to people in terms of getting jobs, getting housing, that type of thing. And so having an expungement or having that conviction removed from your record can be extremely beneficial to that person moving forward in terms of their everyday lives.
So what kind of convictions are we talking about here? You're not talking about, you know, murderers or rapists, right? You're talking about certain, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, so the more serious offenses, like you mentioned, murder or life offenses or CSC, rape offenses, those offenses are excluded from being expunged. So those types of offenses generally cannot be expunged. But there are other offenses. An example would be misdemeanor offenses like retail fraud, third degree, driving on a suspended license. Some assaultive crimes like assault and battery can potentially be expunged. But the more serious offenses like armed robbery, murder, CSC, those types of offenses cannot be expunged.
So what are you guys doing in Marquette later this week?
So later this week, we are partnering with the Upper Peninsula Michigan Works Office, along with the Michigan Attorney General's Office, to host two expungement fairs back-to-back. One will be this Friday from 11 to 4 p.m. at the UP Michigan Works Office in Marquette, and then on Saturday, the following day, from 11 to 4 p.m. And essentially what will happen is individuals interested in having their records expunged will come to the event. We will screen them to determine if they're eligible or not for the expungement process. And that involves running a criminal background check to determine exactly what is on their criminal history. And then if they are potentially eligible for an expungement, we will assist them with filling out the expungement paperwork needed to file for the expungement, and then they will be instructed on next steps in terms of filing for the expungement after the fair. So in Michigan, there are two ways you can get something expunged. Generally speaking, you can either petition the court to get that conviction expunged, or in some cases, there is an automatic expungement system, which went into effect last year, April of 2023 last year, which in some cases would have automatically expunged certain offenses from that person's record. So depending on what we see when we run the background check, we will know what offenses have not been automatically expunged, and therefore that person will need to petition the court to potentially have those offenses expunged.
And your organization helps with that process, correct?
Well, yes. Yeah, so we will help with at least the initial phase in terms of determining eligibility and then assisting the individuals with filling out the paperwork. There's an expungement packet that individuals have to fill out. But after the fair, the individual will be responsible for actually filing for the expungement with the court. People are trying to get their license restored, and they conflate license restoration with expungements. So some people may have a DUI or multiple DUIs on their record, and they believe that by coming to this event or expunging their DUI, that's going to impact their license restoration process. And so what we try to emphasize to people is that that is a separate process altogether, which involves petitioning the Secretary of State to get your license back. So we just want to emphasize that to people who may be coming with the mindset of having their license restored.
Okay, so that you can't help with that, right?
Correct, yeah, we can't help with that. My understanding is the Secretary of State, they will be in Marquette, I want to say in August, and they are putting on a license restoration clinic, which will deal specifically with those types of issues. Additionally, we have a pre-registration process. The link is still live, and we plan to keep it open at least until tomorrow. So we would encourage people, especially people that are traveling long distances, to pre-register. That way we can pre-screen you to see if you're even eligible, because we don't want a situation where people travel long distances only to be told they're not eligible.